Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So I can see the reality here of being cheap about building a house and not taking into account the possibilities. Of course, that's a fictional film, an enjoyable fictional film, not like the sequels where everything went downhill. But what you're saying here in terms of respect to spirit lore and such, or fairy lore, you have to be more careful. Some developers are just too greedy, and they don't care or don't believe. They just want the profits, huh?
I mean, if I'm looking at fairy lore like we were just discussing, the possibility is that, we may have these fairy tracks here in North America, too. And if you build your house on one of these things, you could have some issues. But you also find in the lore that that the Fae are pretty territorial. At least some of them are. And if you intrude on their territory, there's stories of young men, for instance, who try to get in on a fairy dance and end up getting punched in the eye, or worse. You know, if you intrude on their territory, what they view as their territory, they are very likely to act out violently. And we've seen any number of cases of these Class B encounters where people have gotten bombarded with stones and sticks, and there have been these roaring vocalizations and all this kind of thing going on in the neighborhood that persuaded people that they really needed to leave the area, and they hiked out post haste. So again, if you have a group of spirits, energies, whatever you want to call them, that are known for their association to nature and the outdoors, the wilderness, and so forth, and known for being territorial, and known for punishing humans who invade their territory without permission, then, it seems like it's a pretty good fit for the idea that some of these Class B encounters might be encounters with the fair folk. But again, because they happen in areas where maybe Sasquatch has been seen in the past or whatever, they get attributed to Sasquatch. Now, the other thing that I like to tweak people with there is, what is the evidence that we have that says that Sasquatch isn't actually one of the fair folk? I use that premise in my book, and there's really no reason why we couldn't believe that. Is we were talking about native lore earlier, where the Sasquatch is described as a creature that's of the other world and that moves into our world and then back of its own accord. It's a perfect description for one of the fair folk. So maybe Sasquatch is a fairy. We don't know. And that's one of the fun things about this, is there's always a mystery. And if you don't have a high tolerance for mystery, this is not the field you want to be in.
You sound like you're kind of supporting a unified field theory where lots of weird stuff happens in our world. And it's normal to attribute them to separate causes. But when we look for integration or possible integration, we find there's something greater afoot. So the question I would have here is, what we see as a Bigfoot, Sasquatch, whatever you wish to call it, and we're not going to insult them because we don't know what they are, is it possible we're only seeing something because that's what we're kind of conditioned to see? And that if we're conditioned to see something else, we'll see a UFO, for example.
Well, therein lies another of the great mysteries in the paranormal, is this whole idea of human perception. Just backing up to the unified field theory, I wouldn't say that I'm supporting a unified field theory so much as I'm supporting the idea that there's not just one reason for things to happen. It could be a whole bunch of different things, including this idea of perception. We know that our brains are remarkable sorters of information, that we are at any given time being bombarded by all kinds of stimuli, and that our brains have learned in one way or the other to filter out some of the stimuli and to give us the the minimum stuff that we need to continue to function. So what happens if you are exposed to an energy that your brain can't identify? Do you see a Sasquatch? Do you see a UFO? Do you see an apparitional phantom black dog? Do you see, a dog man or any of the other, bizarre things that people describe seeing, ghosts and so forth? I can't answer that question because, again, when we're talking about human perception, we're talking about something that's extremely sketchy, and it's very difficult to say where, say the physical bipedal primate ends and, this strange energy that's affecting human perception begins. And that all loops back into the whole trickster element that we were talking about earlier, where, if there is a being, for want of a better term, that likes to mess with humans, what better way to do it than to present them with something that they're really going to, for want of a better term, freak out about? Whether that's a Sasquatch, whether it's a UFO, whether it's a ghost, if this being has some kind of access to our consciousness, then, this trickster could be having a great time, and maybe even, for want of a better term, feeding off of the energy that it's producing by scaring the heck out of people. We can go on and on down this rabbit hole, and, there's all kinds of theories out there, and my whole focus in doing these interviews and writing these books and all this kind of stuff is to get people to look at some of the other theories. You don't have to believe it, but have it in your mind so that if you do encounter something that doesn't fit into your paradigm, you have something else to fall back on. Because so oftentimes what happens is, I think it was Tim that was talking about, or maybe it was Gene that was talking earlier about, Bigfoot being seen with UFOs. Now, this is a classic example of the siloing effect. If you get a UFO investigator out there, he or she is going to want to hear about the UFOs. They don't want to hear about the Bigfoot. If you get a Bigfoot investigator out there, they're going to want to hear about the Bigfoot. They don't care about the UFOs. We should be asking people who have these experiences, well, have you had any other weird experiences? Because a lot of times you're going to get a positive response. Oh yeah, my house is haunted. My aunt saw a UFO down the road. There's anomalous lights in the woods out back. There's all kinds of interesting stuff going on that, we don't hear about, because investigators get siloed.
I have this argument with people from MUFON. And they've got their investigators. They have a course that investigators take. And I keep asking them this question. I get the same excuse. And the question is here, of course, we know that sometimes when you see something like a UFO, other things are happening around them. Haunted houses, Sasquatch, poltergeist phenomena, etc. And I say, do you include the questions of the human effects in your investigations? And their response is almost the same, and I think it's lame. And that is, if they tell us, we'll record it. But there is no specific set of questions to accommodate it. And quite often, a person is not going to volunteer if they don't know there is a connection or a connection that should be investigated. In fact, one of the strange things about the Pentagon investigation is, I don't know if the current regulation requires it, it did account for human effects. But of course, the AARO report doesn't pretend to know anything about that. Travis Watson, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So I'm not here to rag on MUFON, except when I do. Because this is something that doesn't satisfy me. If you're trying to investigate something, what's going on? You should be saying what's going on, but it has to fit into this category.
Mm-hmm. And I 100% agree with you. And it is the case. My understanding of MUFON is that they tend to very definitely be sort of nuts and bolts theorists, or at least they used to be, you know, so they want to know about the craft. Yeah. But, you know, if you look at the work of somebody like Stan Gordon, then, you know, he's recorded incidences of all kinds of weird stuff happening around UFOs, UFO sightings, you know, whether it's Bigfoot or other kinds of things. You know, these things, in my mind, don't just happen, you know, there's a UFO sighting, there's a this, there's a that. They tend to happen in UFO lore, they call them flaps. But it's not really a flap because it's not necessarily all UFO stuff. It may be, you know, somebody sees a UFO, but you know, I'm thinking of particularly of the, you know, Point Pleasant and the whole Mothman thing, where they had the Mothman sightings that were happening, and they had UFOs going up and down the Ohio River, and you know, and they had men in black appearing in town, and there was all this weird crap happening all over the place, and then it stops. Yeah, and seems to move on to another area, you know. And I would guess that the poltergeist phenomena, you know, is something that would be included in one of these areas, one of these zones, window areas, or whatever you want to call them. It's just, you know, there's just so much more out there if people are willing to look at it. And you know, as you say, it should be a question on every investigator's, you know, questionnaire. You know, you can ask all the questions you want about the nuts and bolts craft that was flying around out in the sky, or the giant triangle, or whatever it was. But then I'd like to see people ask, so have you had any other strange phenomena or any other strange experiences happen in this area? Because I think that, you know, I've been told by other people that are interested in these things that when you ask that question, you get all kinds of interesting stuff. Because most people are going out on a limb telling you that they saw a UFO, that they saw a Sasquatch, that they saw a ghost, or, you know, they have a haunting in their house, or whatever. They're already going out on a limb, a credibility limb, as far as they're concerned. You know, the ridicule factor is very, very real. You know, and people are afraid a lot of times when they report these things that they're going to be made fun of. And it's, you know, if you don't ask the question, they're not going to feel that they have permission to speak about the other weird things that they've seen. You know, you're talking about a UFO sighting. You know, if you ask somebody, you know, have you had any other strange experiences, you know, they may tell you that their house is haunted. They may tell you that there's a Bigfoot in the forest behind the house. They may tell you all kinds of interesting stuff that you wouldn't know. But because the question doesn't get asked, these areas don't get explored.
You know what? And I'm kind of thinking here, Travis, we should change the designation from Fortean, because people today don't know who Charles Fort was, to weird crap investigator.
Yeah, or maybe high strangeness investigator. How about that?
I like weird crap. It's more all-encompassing.
Weird crap, yeah. Well, weird crap is encompassing too, yeah, I guess. You know, what most people don't realize is that, you know, Fort wasn't just interested in, you know, ghosts, Bigfoots, and UFOs. He was interested in all kinds of weird crap. You know, including, you know, things falling from the sky that shouldn't be, you know, and you know, spontaneous human combustion, and all kinds of other phenomena that most people don't even hear about unless they're really interested in these topics.
One of his books began with the phrase, "A Procession of the Damned."
Yeah,
there,
exactly.
There you go. Yeah.
So, as I said, you know, my thrust in all of my books, and I've probably gotten more strident about it as I've gone along because I've had more exposure to the research and stuff. You know, it's just, you know, look at other things. Open your mind and look at, you know, not just debunking things, you know, because a lot of people say, oh, well, I have an open mind. I go into this investigation and I look for physical causes of these things. That's great. You know, because, you know, electromagnetic fluctuations in a house can be caused by all kinds of things besides ghosts. I get that, you know. And, you know, the tracks that somebody finds out in the wood, woods can just as easily be from a bear that stepped into its hind track. Makes a very convincing looking Bigfoot track if you don't have some tracking experience. There are certainly physical causes, quote unquote rational causes for some of the things that people encounter out in the woods. Whatever's rustling around in the woods and walking around could just as easily be a moose up here as it could be a Sasquatch. you want to look at the physical, rational, quote unquote rational explanations for the phenomena that you're seeing, but you also want to be aware that your area of expertise is not the only area of expertise in the paranormal. And that sometimes you may need to look outside of your area of expertise to get a better idea of what's going on in a particular case. Again, these Class B encounters, especially where there's never anything seen. I'm thinking of there was a Monster Quest episode a while back, Sasquatch Attacks, where they're at a lake in Canada. And the last day of filming, they're out there, and according to the podcasts and stuff that I've listened to, one of the guys went out on the front porch to urinate. And when he did that, a stone came sailing out of the woods. Of course, everybody freaks out, and so there's a stone throwing event that's happening while they're filming, so they're very excited, right? Some poor schmuck, everybody else runs back in the house and hides, basically. And some poor schmuck with a camera is left out on the porch with, he's got infrared, he's got night vision, he's got all this stuff. There's nothing there, but you can hear the stones hitting the top of the cabin.
Maybe the stones were just telling them, you can't do that in the wooded area. You can't go to the bathroom in a wooded area. Go to an outhouse or something. How dare you despoil our environment? We're going to throw some rocks at you. We're going to express our point of view. But when you mention things like tricksters, heck, anything could be causing things like that to happen. How can we predict it if we look only at things that we expect? A writer of books on strange things, weird crap, William Watson.
Weird crap.
Yes, it's going to be your next book, The Search for Weird Crap, with Gene and Tim.
Weird crap, that's it.
with Gene and Tim, you're in.
Why, the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. Nathan Wade will not be part of the prosecution in the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. He submitted his resignation following the judge's ruling Friday that Fulton County DA Fawnie Willis could remain on the case if Special Prosecutor Wade was removed. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House and addressed the Friends of Ireland luncheon hosted by Speaker Mike Johnson.
And, the friendship goes back centuries, but today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, Taoiseach, and every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
Mike Pence is not endorsing former President Trump. The former VP said Trump does not promote the same conservative values they pushed during their 4 years together. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Speaking of weird stuff, that voice that Tim Swartz just did in our past segment, that's got to be weird, huh? What can I tell you? You know, we've got somebody on Facebook who I don't know if he ever listens to the show, but anytime I announce any kind of episode about UFOs, so last week we had, of course, Captain Ron, who was one of the co-owners of the Contact in the Desert event, and he says, well, another UFO episode. And the problem we get here is we don't know where or if we can separate UFOs from all the rest of this weird crap.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, as I pointed out, I got into all this weird crap because of UFO sightings. So, you know, it seems that, and this again goes back to the point that we were talking about earlier, where there's very much the case that if you go into an investigation and start asking people if they've had other weird experiences, that you're going to hear about all kinds of other stuff. It's just as likely that if you go to investigate a Sasquatch case and you ask this question, you're going to hear about anomalous lights. You know, so you can't escape UFOs any more than you can escape Sasquatch, any more than you can escape ghosts, any more than you can escape weird things appearing out of the sky. Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people like to say, well, it's all one thing. It's like, I don't necessarily think it's all one thing, but it's certainly connected. It is certainly connected, and it's certainly, it seems to, you know, like manifest in a particular area and then poof, go somewhere else.
Our late friend, Timothy Green Beckley, always liked to tell the story about he was investigating a UFO case in Ohio where this family had seen a UFO out over their cornfield for a couple of nights. And one night their dog actually ran out towards this light and never came back again. Well, when Tim went around the neighborhood asking the neighbors if they had seen anything UFO-related. One of the neighbors said, but she hadn't seen any UFOs, but they had been seeing a Sasquatch-like creature around their house, and that it had they had actually found footprints underneath. They had a window air conditioner, and they speculated that it was drinking the water that was dripping out of it, you know, from the condensation. Okay. So Tim, after that point, Tim always made sure that he asked, have you seen UFOs, or has there been any other kind of weird crap activity going on around your house?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because again, yeah, we see this over and over again, you know, and you know, particularly in Sasquatch lore, where, you know, if you ask the questions deep enough, you find all kinds of interesting stuff, where people's houses are haunted, where you know, they've seen UFOs in association with Sasquatch. You know, they've encountered what people have started calling dog men. You know, they've had poltergeist activity, you know, outbreaking in the area. All kinds of stuff that goes on that gets missed because nobody will ask the question. And what really fascinates me, though, is why it is that that happens. You know, why is it that, you know, if you know, Joe Schmo here sees a UFO, that if you start to dig around in the area, you find other weird things that are going on, whether it's, you know, ghost phenomena or whatever. You know, it kind of goes back to this idea that Kiel talked about of the, you know, the window area. The window opens for a while and weird crap happens, and then the window closes. You know, or you could call it a portal, or whatever you want to call it. It's definitely the case that, you know, these things seem to come in clumps sometimes. And then there are certain areas of the planet that seem to get this kind of stuff happening all the time. You know? And is that a result of just people being aware that some area has been delineated, and so they're more likely to report stuff that happens in that area? Or is it because these things actually happen more often in certain areas? And why? You know, is there a big portal open somewhere that we don't know about, and that's why there's strange things happening in that area? I'm thinking of places like the Bridgewater Triangle and stuff like that. You know, up in Gene's area, stomping ground up in Sedona, you know, there's lots of reports of weird stuff happening up in that area. You know, there's areas in the UK around some of the Standing Stones and stuff where there's all kinds of interesting stuff that gets reported. And I'm thinking of another area in the UK, and I just cannot think of the name. Something that Nick Redfern's reported on a regular basis. So why is it that some places seem to you know, attract these phenomena and others don't? Or, you know, they only happen for a short period of time.
I always tell people, you know, I have people ask me, oh, well, you know, where can I go, you know, to see UFOs or to, you know, have weird experiences? And it's just like, well, you know, that's hard to pin down. I said, but, you know, look for maybe local places that have had, say, you know, like here in the United States, you know, Native American activity over the years. Here in Indiana, I mean, you know, we've got the like the ancient mounds from the mound builder culture, and of course in the UK and places like that, you know, you go to megalithic sites. I said, you know, those are the type of places that probably have been prone over the centuries for this kind of activity. Thus, that's why, you know, the ancients built there. You know, like I said, here in Indiana, you got the Mound State Park in Anderson, Indiana, which has been prone to, you know, UFO activity and weird cryptids as well over the years.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing that I tell people when they ask me questions like that is be careful what you ask for.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, because it's one thing, you know, as I said, you know, when I did Sasquatch Canada, I looked at a lot of sighting reports, and most of the sighting reports that I saw were, you know, basically, you know, this guy's hunting in the woods and, you know, he sees a Sasquatch. But some of them were scarier than others. Mm. You know, and when you encounter the unknown, you know, people have different reactions to that. You know, I mean, where the one fellow might be like, oh, look, there's a Sasquatch. Somebody else might just completely lose their mind and flee because they're encountering something that their mind tells them that they shouldn't be seeing. You know, an example of that, I'm a hiker. I like to go tromping around in the woods. I don't get to do it as much now as I'd like, but because of work and so forth. But when I was younger, I spent a good bit of time stomping around in the mountains of Arizona. And I had occasion to go hiking in the Superstition Mountains, which are a well-known kind of place of weirdness. The Apache believed that they were the home of the Idnahin, the thunder gods. And there's been some reports of mysterious disappearances and that kind of stuff in that area, along with the whole Lost Dutchman gold mine thing. But I was hiking in that area, and I confess that I was bushwhacking a little bit. In other words, I was off trail. And I came into an arroyo, basically, is a small canyon. And it was a bright, sunshiny, warm Arizona day. I was fixing to turn around and head back because it was going to get hot that afternoon. But I walked off into this arroyo, bright, sunshiny day, and as soon as I crossed a particular boundary into this canyon, I had the perception that it had become 10 or 20 degrees cooler. B, it was dark.
Before we find out about C, we're going to see this announcement. Then we'll go back for one more second with Travis, Gina, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, without telling you where I am located right now, I'm probably less than half an hour's drive, or a little bit more than half an hour's drive from Superstition Mountain. So there.
Okay.
I'm not a mountaineer, however.
Where you are,
I'll explain to you secretly so that people don't try to find me, because they're after me. They're coming to take me away, ha-ha, ho-ho,
hee-hee. All know they're coming for you, yes.
Yes, they are. That's why paranoia is my middle name, not because... I believe people are out to get me. I know it. Seriously speaking, A and B, exploring Superstition Mountains, what was door number C?
So, you know, A, as I said, was a perceived drop in temperature. B was, it suddenly seemed much darker to me. And C was, I suddenly became intensely aware that I didn't belong there. Now, I'm one of those people that, there are some folks that would say, oh, well, you know, I would have gone stomping back into the arroyo to see what I found. And I wonder how many of the people who do that kind of thing end up disappearing. as it was very clear to me that whatever was in that arroyo, whatever was in that little canyon, for want of a better term, was disharmonic. It was not vibrating at a kind of rate that I wanted anything to do with. And I wasn't experiencing terror so much as I was just very profoundly aware that I didn't belong there. So I smiled, I nodded, and I backed slowly out of this place until I crossed this boundary. And as soon as I did, the sunlight came back on, the temperature went back up, and everything was fine. So it was very clearly a case of running into something, some energy, some something that didn't want me there. And I very politely got out of there.
Yes, but the thing I wanted to know here is just to clarify again. It's not something where you see a physical boundary. You just enter this area and whoosh. Yep.
Yeah.
It's a whoosh like area.
From one step to another, I went from, you know, bright, sunshiny Arizona day, spring day, to, oh, crap, what's going on here? You know, being a little wiser about these things and... than some, maybe I decided that it was time for me to take a step back and go back into the sunshine.
I have a quick question for you here, Travis. Is this an area that you marked somewhere that you can say, this is where I went? Does anyone want to have the courage to go in there? Because maybe you won't return. Do you know specifically where you were?
You know, this was back before the days of GPS. So I'm not sure that I could mark that on a map. I'd have to remember what trail I was on to start with, and that's a task all by itself. So I don't know that I could actually pinpoint exactly where I was. And I wouldn't encourage people to go back there anyway.
Well, this is where, again, to portal areas, that there are parts around the world where strange things happen. And as we've mentioned, of course, the Mysterious Valley. We've mentioned possibly the Bermuda Triangle, but I think by and large, a lot of that stuff was conventional in terms of the problem. It was maybe inflated by people like Charles Berlitz to sell books more than to convey information of something strange happening. Or it may be that window areas are strictly because lots of people have reported things and therefore more people come to those areas and see things too. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Or the fact that lots of people looking for something in a certain area brings it to happen.
It may be related to intent. This may be something that relates to the Sasquatch phenomena as well. You've got, I talk about thought forms in the book, and you know, you have the ingredients for forming, you know, a thought form, because there's plenty of people with the desire to see a Sasquatch. They have a very clear idea in their mind what a Sasquatch looks like, and they have developed this whole lore around the Sasquatch and how it's supposed to behave and how it acts and so forth. They've given it life, basically. They may be creating their own Sasquatch for them to see. It's another area that's entirely possible, and thought forms are also known to have a physical effect in the environment, so they could be doing some of this Class B stuff as well. Yeah, again, theories upon theories upon theories. And while we can talk about what might be, we can't really talk about what is, because we don't know. We don't know.
You know, when we get to the After the Paracast podcast for subscribers of the Paracast Plus at the Paracast.plus, I'd like to ask you more for case histories and investigative techniques. But let's continue right now to look at this. You mentioned, of course, your dad's sighting back in the 50s. Have you seen weird crap?
No. I've had my share of weird experiences, but I have not actually seen a Sasquatch or, you know, anything of that nature. I haven't encountered a UFO or anything of that sort. I lived in a little town south of Buffalo, New York, called Angola. My home was situated right across the street from a park, a large, about 700-acre state park, which had some strange things happen in it. I had a situation once where I was walking down to, I took the bus into work every morning. I was walking down the street to go to the bus, and I heard this explosive exhalation, basically. It sounded like, when I told somebody about it later, I said, if I, you know, told you that I heard a dragon exhaling in the forest, that would be what the sound was like. I also had this very strange phenomena where for about a week in the fall and again in the spring, I couldn't bear to have the windows open after dark because there was something out there. I don't know what it was. It could have been Sasquatch migration for all I know. There was something out there that just made my hair stand on end, but it was just for that short period of time in the fall and then again in the spring. And then otherwise, you know, everything was fine. I had no problems having the windows open after dark. It was just really strange. So there's a couple of little things like that. Most of the weird things that have happened to me have been more in the area of synchronicity, you know, meaningful coincidences that have happened in my life and that kind of thing.
I think most of us can find things that happen that seem to be coincidental, but we can say synchronicity, there's got to be something magical towards it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, some of the experiences that I've had have been, I guess, in the magical kind of realm where things just kind of fell into line so that they worked out.
Well, I can think of something that happened to me many, many moons ago, where I was on unemployment between jobs, and the very day I picked up the last unemployment check, I got the job offer. The very day. Or another one where they laid me off at a radio station because the management wanted to hire someone's nephew to replace me. You know, because it's at-will hiring, they can do what they want.
Sure.
The very next evening, I'm ready to start a new job. That was weird. Travis Watson, yeah. Tell our listeners if they want to know more of the work you do, where can they check you out?
So all of my books, and there are five of them now, as I recounted early on, are available on Amazon. They're available both as paperback or on Kindle. And if you're a Kindle Unlimited subscriber, then you're in luck because they're available by KU. I am on all of the, well, not all of the social media sites. I'm on three of the major social media sites. So you can find me at the W.T. Watson author page on Facebook. Let's see, I'm at W.T. Watson 2 on Twitter. And I have a strange handle on Instagram. It's Courinier, C-U-R-U-N-I-R-6-0. So those are places where people can contact me. I enjoy hearing from readers. I occasionally actually get people, reporting things. So it's always always good to hear from people.
You can hear from us and check us out on Threads, on X, on Facebook. Look for the Paracast. You can buy branded merchandise with four different logos to choose from at theparacast.shop. We offer our streaming service, the Paracast Plus, at theparacast.plus for fast sign up. You get this show free of the network ads and the exclusive bonus after the Paracast podcast for the lowest rates ever. Check out the Paracast.plus, the Paracast.plus. William T. Watson, thank you so much for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed the time.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.